This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. On any given week, especially in the summer, Cape Cod plays host to a surprising number of figure drawing classes where people come to sketch or paint live models. And the models come in all shapes and sizes, male and female. Countless artists have sketched or painted the figure of one Buck Dietz. Andrew Norton brings us a look into what goes through the mind of a figure model, that naked object in the middle of the room.
Buck Dietz likes to find his poses from silent films. So that means when he's watching Charlie Chaplin and he sees something he likes, he'll pause it, get in that position, and then quickly sketch it down. Posing is more than just standing still for him.
I'd like to think when I pose, I'm acting. It's not as simple as just standing there. If there's a story behind it, I think it can motivate people and inspire them.
He flips through a stack of old papers packed with his sketches. Rough drawings of bodies in different positions. Buck is a figure model. He poses naked for artists. And these are like his set lists.
Names, like this one is called 76 Trombones, Neptune, Saint Sebastian. I got some religious stuff there, obviously.
Those names he gives his poses, they're more than names. They're cues.
My Elvis pose.
They get him into character. And Buck might need to bust out dozens of them for a single modeling session. Some artists can even demand up to 50.
Do you have like a greatest hit?
Yeah, there's one that I have. I always leave it for the 10th pose, the final pose. And I actually call it Showstopper because I'm standing on my head.
Today, Buck is posing for a class in Barnstable, right side up.
Well, we're in the restroom at Cape Cod Art Association. And they're really nice bathrooms here. They're very clean. Removing my underwear, which is important.
Buck puts on a robe and sandals and heads to class. For this session, he has to hold completely still for 3 hours, only breaking every 20 minutes. But he'll stare at the same spot on the floor, without talking, without shifting, without doing anything. Just one pose.
Stand perfectly still for 20 minutes, and then get back in touch with me. And let me know how that felt. Let me know if you could even accomplish that. Most people can't. It requires an enormous amount of concentration, and double that.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
In the studio, a handful of artists set up their easels. Buck takes a seat at the table, and you quickly forget that he's naked. Legs spread, hands on either side of him, head turned, and completely still. So still that Buck says it doesn't take long for the pain to set in. And he has a few ways of dealing with the cramps and the aches. His main method, the one he swears by, show tunes.
I will start with the letter A. I'll pick any show that begins with A. Let's say Annie. I will take one song from that show, Annie, tomorrow, let's say. And I will, in my mind, go through that whole song.
You're always a day.
Then I'll move on to B. Bells are ringing. Then I'll get to C. Carousel. Oh, great. Okay, I know by the time I finish this song, my 20 minutes will be up. I know it sounds very bizarre, but it does work for me.
This mental trick helps pass the time while he models and puts him in a sort of meditation.
My idea of heaven is to be totally nude while singing songs from the Great American Songbook.
Buck's trained as a performer, but to keep still, he's had to hone his technique over the past 5 years. And before moving to the Cape, he wasn't always so willing to put himself out there like he does now.
I always hated that moment after, you know, P.E., you'd have to take a shower. I never wanted to take my clothes off from when I was a kid. And as I got older, I guess, I certainly have changed my tune. Now you can't keep the clothes on me.
The long class is wrapping up, and only a few artists are left to finish their drawings. Buck is quiet and still, holding his pose into the last few minutes. But in his head, he's halfway through the Great American Songbook.
This is how the time goes.
The session ends and Buck comes back to life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you in a couple weeks.
Every easel has a different take on his pose.
When you're looking at the drawings and when you're kind of seeing people's work, do people ever see things in you that you don't see?
Yeah, I think... a certain stillness, because I think I'm high energy, but there's something really beautiful about being still, which I don't think I ever appreciated until I started figure modeling.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Andrew Norton.